The two stories that jumped out at me this morning as a connected pair are Meta's Muse Glimmer release and Docker's new Sandboxes product. Because together they're describing something like an emerging stack for local agentic AI. And the pieces are starting to interlock in ways that matter.
Start with Muse Glimmer. Meta is releasing a 30 billion parameter open weight model explicitly designed for agentic coding tasks, meaning this isn't a chat assistant. It's a model built to take actions, call tools, write and execute code, and do so in an iterative loop rather than a single-turn response. The 30B parameter range is significant because it sits in the sweet spot where capable inference is achievable on high-end consumer hardware. A machine with 64 gigabytes of unified memory can run this locally without cloud API calls.
And that's the strategic point Meta seems to be making. The framing on their research blog is explicitly local and open. There's a deliberate positioning here against the cloud-hosted model paradigm that OpenAI and Anthropic are built around. By releasing weights under an open license, Meta is essentially seeding the developer ecosystem with infrastructure it doesn't control and banking on network effects and goodwill rather than subscription revenue from this particular model.
The business logic is interesting, because it's not immediately obvious what Meta captures from this. But if you zoom out, every developer who builds their agentic workflow on Muse Glimmer locally is a developer who isn't paying for GPT-5 API calls or Claude API credits. Weakening competitors' developer ecosystems while simultaneously demonstrating AI capability for recruiting and reputation, those are the actual returns Meta gets.
Docker's Sandboxes product lands as a nearly perfect complement to exactly this use case. The product gives you disposable, isolated environments specifically designed for AI agents to operate in. The idea being that when an agent needs to run arbitrary code, you don't want it touching your host system. You spin up a sandbox, the agent does its work, you inspect the output, and you tear it down. The HN thread had 154 comments. And 264 points, with a lot of discussion around the security model.
The security angle is worth dwelling on. One of the consistent criticisms of agentic AI systems is that they need to execute code to be useful, and code execution is inherently dangerous in ways that text generation isn't. Docker has been solving container isolation problems for over a decade. Applying that expertise specifically to the AI agent execution problem is a natural extension, and it means the tooling is coming from an organization with a serious track record on exactly that challenge.
The combination of a locally runnable 30B model and a mature containerization layer for safe execution is basically the two missing pieces that were making agentic AA. I feel like a cloud-only proposition for serious workloads. The question the HN community was wrestling with is whether Docker's specific implementation, which is a commercial product, not open source, creates a vendor dependency that undercuts some of the appeal of running open weight models locally in the first place.
It's a real tension. The whole pitch of local open weight models is autonomy and cost control. If your agent runtime then depends on a Docker commercial product, you've reintroduced a subscription layer, just lower in the stack. That said, the alternative is rolling your own container isolation, which is genuinely difficult to do securely.
An open chamber, which also appeared in today's HN feed, with 156 points and 76 comments, is positioning itself as an agentic development environment. So there's clearly a whole category forming around the question of where agent execution actually happens and who controls it. The ecosystem is fragmenting in interesting ways, and we're probably 18 months from knowing which of these approaches becomes the default.